Queen and David Bowie with Under Pressure here on AFN Road of the Eagle. Good afternoon, Road. It is Tuesday, August 18th, 2:08 here in beautiful southern Spain. And it's awesome because it is time for a CMC Super Show here with Naval Station Road of CMC. Donald Alvarado, how are you doing?
Great. Nice to be back online again.
So you've been busy, I would assume. I know, you know, school just came back. But before school, I know you probably took in some nice, well-deserved travel with your family.
Yes, we did. So at the beginning of summer, we flew to Villefranche-sur-Mer, which is about a 30-minute drive from Nice, France. And then recently, we did about a week off to Dolomites, Italy, and then stayed at the border of the San Candido and Austria border there. We did about a 45-kilometer bike ride. Initially, I was kind of hesitant to do it, but you know, you're not gonna know until you actually get to it and do it. So I'm glad we did. So kids, family had a great time. I had a blast. And then on top of the bike rides, the following day we did a few hikes, visited a couple of lakes, a beautiful place outdoors. So that was great.
It looks like you went to, it sounds like you went to all like picturesque, mesmerizing places. My wife would be jealous, especially the Dolomites. That's awesome. How else did you spend the summer? I know you're busy, but with the family, outside of work.
So outside of work, you know, while we're here, enjoying the, you know, sunny days, beach, of course, and then, doing anything outdoor with the family, with the kids. They need to stay out, right? To get tired, but, you know, they're enjoying it.
The kids are back in school. Yesterday marked the beginning of the school year, so there was a ceremonial bell ring?
That is correct. It's always great to see and witness kids going back to school. I know a lot of parents out there, you know, we share the same excitement and you know, seeing our kids back to school. And, yeah, definitely witnessing the ringing ceremony and, you know, meeting new friends, new faces. And especially the kids enjoying being back in school and seeing old friends and meeting new friends.
That's amazing. Do you guys have any traditions in your household?
Yeah, we do. My wife do a photo shoot, you know, day prior or over the weekend for, you know, whatever grade they're going to and then, you know, how old they are and all that. So that's always been a tradition. And then dinner prior, the night prior, we always talk about expectations and their goals. So it's more like in line with career counselor that we're going to be having to talk to her later on this afternoon, but it's same thing.
Perfect foreshadowing. Yeah. And then for with regards to the picture, it's funny. My mom made me do that every first day of school photo.
So yeah,
it's cool now to see back in retrospect how it was.
Yeah, and you know, our kids nowadays, you know, they always want to look back to, hey, I want to see my old photos, you know, so they know how to manage phones better than we do, so why not take advantage of that photo and videos, right? Because they always refer back to that.
And I know at that formidable dinner, you say the expectations that you probably have for your daughters, but what are they looking forward to for the school year?
We asked them questions about, hey, what do you expect? What are you expecting for this new school year? What are your goals? What are you going to learn? What do you want to learn? And then on top of that, you know, which is last night after the first day of school, we asked them about, hey, what's new? Who are your new friends? Right. So we talked about that. And that's like a really nightly thing that we do at home. So
it's incredible. And then it's incredibly pertinent to what we're about to talk about this hour. I'm excited for this because we're going to have, you know, everyone's probably, you know, planning for their next step in their Navy career. So after the break, we have a special guest who will be able to answer all those questions. We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 51 seconds. E5 and E6 exam season is coming up and many changes to Navy career progression and programs. So we perfect person to have in the studio. We have Naval Station Rota's Command Career Counselor NC1, Nicholas McQuick. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Did I botch the last name?
No, you're okay. Good.
Perfect. I'm sitting here eager to learn. I mean, I'm getting out in January, so I know that's probably horrible to hear, but still I can learn so much.
Navy's catch and release program. Everybody's got to get out sometime, right? So it's better to be prepared, know your options, and then, you know, as you take each individual duty station, take a look and see what the best option is going to be for you. If Navy's got all these different programs and things that are available for you to advance, be successful, and prepare yourself for whatever comes next, that's the key.
Absolutely. CMC.
All right. So now to you guys already heard our NC1 for Naval Station Rota, Command Career Counselor. So let our listener know your background, where were you before, reporting to Naval Station Rota to be our command career counselor.
Well, it was a long journey. I spent about 14 years as a submarine sonar technician, so spread it all around the world, Washington, Guam, San Diego, New London, Connecticut, and after bouncing all around there, I got picked up for orders to be NC1, so from there, came to Naval Station Rota as the command career counselor for HSM 79, and now I am here as the Building 1 career counselor.
There you go, and then you have family.
Yes, my spouse Amber, as well as my 4-year-old son Merlin, who should be starting pre-K next week.
That's awesome. So outside of the taking care of your son, do you have any other hobbies?
Yeah, absolutely. I love to read, love to travel, dabble in art where I can. My kid gets into all the finger paints and all the stuff at home, so we gotta keep him up on a high shelf.
There you go. That's how you do it. Keep him occupied, right? And then now, traditionally, we have a segment here in CMC Super Show called Take 5, where I ask our, guests 5 questions so the community can learn about you. All right. First question. What got you interested in becoming a Navy career counselor?
So my first official shore duty at about 10, 11 years in, I learned that NC was a thing. On submarines, we do not have a career counselor.
It's more like a collateral duty and who's interested. Okay.
Exactly. So the ability to, search through all these different instructions and benefits that could be available for sailors, that's my bread and butter. I love being able to provide that.
Okay. And then second question is, what is the best part of your job as a Navy career counselor?
Kind of the best part is the good and the bad of it, because usually when people come to see me, they are looking for help. They don't know what the next option is for them, what the next step. They have some huge issue with their life, their career. So I, as the subject matter expert of all this stuff, am able to help guide them to the best path forward, or maybe not the exact answer that they're looking for, but something that they can roll around their heads to say, okay, this what's best for me and my family at this point. And, sometimes it may not be exactly what they're looking for, but they wind up with something better.
You provide them the option, and then if they decided to get out, you provide them that option as well, right? And the third question for you would be, where is your favorite place you served in during your Navy career?
Some great ones out there. I loved Washington with the mountains, the hiking, scuba diving in Guam, fantastic. I loved having Mexican food just every 2 miles down in San Diego.
there's no other place better than San Diego for, other than Mexico, of course, mm-hmm. Right?
True. But honestly, love Rota. I love. I'm a summer guy, so whether year round, loving it. Being able to travel around Europe and. Yeah, Rota's my favorite.
Okay, fourth question for you. What is your go-to food to make after a tough or long day at work?
Some easy, some quick. Usually throw on some tacos. love some tacos, as well as some sliders, pulled pork. Something, quick, easy.
How about your favorite local dish?
Oof. So I am a huge fan of some of the local meat spots. Let's see, oxtail is by far my absolute favorite.
Okay. And the last question for you, what do you want to do after you finish your naval career?
I would love to do something aligned with what I'm currently doing, helping out sailors, fleeing families in my purview, just in case I stick around here in Spain, but big Navy policy and helping to, figure out some of these programs and make better options for sailors than option A with OTIP.
There you go, right? And then same thing, right? Fleet and Family Support Center, they do a lot of counseling, a lot of providing services, customer service to our not just for military personnel, but really for the whole community, right? So I think that will be in line with what you're doing now, and that you want to expand that after retirement, then of course they're always going to be available for you. They're always going to have a job throughout. So
it's always awesome to listen to the Take 5, because now we get to learn the basics of NC1. But after this next song, CMC's about to delve deep with you. So I'm excited to learn about some of these Navy career updates about after 3 minutes and 9 seconds. That was Golden here on AFN Road of the Eagles 224, and it's CMC Super Show here, of course, with CMC Alvarado and NC1. I bet there's a lot of complete updates. NC1 McCoy, CMC, actually, the questions are for you.
All right, so NC1, so there's a lot of changes that's happening in our Navy when it comes to career counselor stuff. So let's start with informing our listeners in regards with the changes to our advancement exam eligibility and the timelines.
Absolutely. So cover as much as we can there. Like you said, is a lot to go over. So things to consider now. Billet-based advancement. This is the big question I get from absolutely everyone across the board, E1 through O10. So really what you got to be looking at is, one, are you in one of those BBA ratings and pay grades or not? So if you take a look at the nav admins, you'll be kind of taking a peek at, am I in this rating? Am I E4 to E5, E5 to E6, or the senior listed advancement market? So timeline eligibility. Right now, anybody who is a BBA rating, you have to have a ranked or frocked eval to be able to take the advancement exam. So, for example, if you just make E6, as soon as you have a ranked E6 eval, you will be able to take that next advancement exam for the next pay grade. Now, when you get your DMEI Detailers Marketplace eligibility indicator, after you pass these exams, you're going to be looking at two things: advanced to position and command advanced to position. So, basically broken down, either A, you're going to select for orders as soon as you have that indicator in My Navy Assignment, and you can select those orders for the next 2 years. Now, command advanced position, if you have a spot available at the same command, it has not been filled at the next higher pay grade, the person that is in there or it's completely unfilled is going to be leaving in the next 6 months, they do not have a tentative gain or projected gain in there, you'll be able to ask the command to put you in for that billet, and then if selected, you'll be able to obligate service, whether you're at sea or shore, and be able to be advanced to the next higher pay grade.
That's great to know. And then same thing, I got asked a lot about our Meritorious Advancement Program, used to be known as the Commanding Officers Advancement Program, CAP, right? So now it's a MAP program. So now we're in Season 2. Certain TICOMs or your certain UX will have quotas. Prime example for us here in on base across the AOR, we have about 4 quotas for certain ranks. So that get advertised and communicated to the CMCs down to the command, and then you submit whoever's eligible that meet the requirements and also competing with other hard-charging sailors. So that's still in play, but it's really minimal now, and then most likely it's going to go away here soon because of all the changes with advancement. Let's talk about full-powered Navy and last-minute detailing.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're one of those sailors where it is very contingent upon you staying Navy on where you want to go, as long as you're in the normal seashore rotation and the billet that you've been selected for is not that great, or you haven't been selected after your third look, as long as you're part of the process, you can reach out to Full Power Navy via the My Navy Career Center phone number or the email that can be found on My Navy HR, and then you will get a basically direct detailing with a Full Power Navy representative. Your details only have a limited amount of power that they can use to delegate certain billets based on what they have available. Full Power Navy is specifically made for those kind of cold calls. Hey, here's what we have available. It may not be, you know, your normal seashore rotation. It may not be exactly what's going to be best for your career, but if it's best for you and your family right now, and that's going to help you maintain in the Navy, that's what they're made to do.
And that's what one of our retention tools to keep, you know, currently active duty personnel to be retained in the military. And then how about a quick process involvement, the way how the Seaway and reenlisting works?
Absolutely. So Seaway stands for Career Waypoints. Easiest way to describe it is Big Navy's full look at every single service member in the Navy. So they're tracking the year you enlisted, if you came back from another branch of service, if you wanted to go cell res, TAR, active, if you want to change ratings. That is how they maintain the full manning capacity for the Navy. So to get a CUA quota, you go to your career counselor, you fill out a CUA request form, and pretty standardly, if you want an active in-rate quota, very easy to do. Now, if you want to do anything other than that, including separate, you've got to make sure to get ahead of the game so that way, one, your career counselor is aware of what you want to do and kind of where to go from there. I myself cannot even generate a reenlistment or extension contract unless you have a CUA quota approved in the system. Now, if you show up to your command, fill out your CUA request, you will be able to go into My Navy Assignment when you're looking at orders and press that big blue button that says, I intend to obliserve. And that doesn't necessarily lock you in exactly, but it does grant you that quota for active in-rate quota.
All right, and then that's in line with the sailor retention bonus eligibility, and quick talk about the process with that.
Easy day. So there are quite a few different retention bonuses, but we'll mainly talk about the selective reenlistment bonus. So there are three different zones that you're going to be in. Zone Alpha, which is 0 to 6 years. Zone B, 6 to 10. And Zone C, which is 10 to 14 years. If you find yourself in one of those zones and either your rating or the NEC in your rating has a selective reenlistment bonus eligible, as long as you're 1 year from your EAOS or you have hard copy PCS orders, then you'll be eligible to apply for that bonus. So best thing you can do there is, one, pop on NSIPS. They actually have the calculator available to everyone to take a peek and kind of get a rough estimate. But I mostly want to see every sailor that I have when it comes to bonuses, because there are some things that, you know, timeline-wise could make you a lot more money. For example, the very first day I came to HSM 79, I took a look and see what bonuses were available and who already was in the system. And there was a sailor that was only getting about 20,000, which didn't look right to me. So I shifted his reenlistment date to the right by 2 weeks and net him another $20,000.
Wow.
So that's big money. And I can tell you that I've only received one SRB during my 27-plus career, okay? So for those of you that's eligible, talk to your NC1 or career counselors so they can help you out, get more money to stay Navy. Now, there are some sailors or service member, I would say, that after first or second tour, they want to separate. What is the process and what does it look like?
Some people think it's hard to get in the Navy. Try getting out. There is a huge amount of paperwork that is involved, and not just that. It's also preparing yourself and your family for separation. So honestly, I say about 2 years prior to your separation date, that's when you should start that process. Talk to your career counselor, start saving money, take advantage of those things that you're eligible for, like college classes or Navy Cool or, you know, the other branch services, credentialing, to look at those careers that you're going to be going into and set yourself up for success there. Now, you have to do initial counseling, and this is a congressionally mandated program. Once that initial counseling is done, then we can get you set up with a TAP class over at Fleet Family Support Center, Virtual TAP, and once that is complete, then, and only then, will you come and see me for the final. So other things that are available, I know this week, if you are retiring, Fleet and Family Support Center has a class that's going on tomorrow with the OMSC, the Overseas Military Service Coordinator, to basically break down all those things, like medically, how are you going to get your VA approved for your, you know, medical separation, other things regarding your GI Bill. So really great program, and recommend getting over there.
All right, and then a couple last thing here, right? Detailing in the enlisted marketplace.
All right, so for those that are approaching their projected rotation date, PRD, 12 months from there, depending on if you're a, you know, odd month or even month, it's always on the even months that they are applying in the system. So if you are within 12 months of your PRD, then you can start applying for those billets. Now, for those out there, we already talked about BBA. If you have your DMEI, from the point that you get picked up for it, you can start applying. And say you get picked up for a set of orders at your E5, you get picked up for a set of E5 orders. Even after you get selected for those orders, you can continue to pick for those E6 orders if you are eligible for it.
All right, so just a couple of things to include the two upcoming events. I want to discuss about making sure how important it is to communicate your intentions with your chain of command, plus contacting your detailist, right? That is really important. And then before I go over to my upcoming events, I will let NC1 talk to all of you about and discuss about the tuition assistance process.
Absolutely. So there are over 8,600 accredited colleges in America, and you have the option to exercise your TA benefits with most of them. Now, if you're over 3 years in service, you have eligibility to use TA, as long as you, pass the advancement exam, you're not failing PFAs, and your chain of command thinks that you have enough time, energy to get approved for TA and be successful still at your normal day-to-day job. So take a look at the Navy College website, which can be found off the Quick Links page, and look and verify all that eligibility. From there, you want to reach out to one of our either local colleges, if you feel that it's necessary, UMGC or Embry-Riddle University, and they can help you develop that plan for whatever degree program you're trying to go into. And then once you have that, you take it back to the Navy College office, and they will say, okay, looks good to go. And then anything that you have not yet completed, you can get tuition assistance approved for those specific classes. So there are tons of other opportunities such as CLEP exams, the College Level Equivalency Program, which allows you to take a multiple choice test. And if you pass it, it's basically worth a college credit. Depending on the college you go to, even Harvard takes CLEP exams. So one of the many, many ways that you can use to fast track a degree. It doesn't have to take a full 4 years to finish a bachelor's. As well, if you are under 3 years, there's also the United States Naval Community College. Honestly, one of the best programs I've ever seen the Navy provide. It's run mostly by retired military service members, and they do have one CMC. And I'm actually going to cover it in a bit when CMC talks about the Rota Career Development Symposium. So hop on USNCC, also found off the Quick Links page, and you can go in and take a look at which programs are going to be best for you. And I actually had a MA2 that was seeking out a cybersecurity degree, so don't feel shoehorned into your specific rating or, those things that are applicable to your job, because all of it helps. Rising tide floats all boats, so get your education, get it for free.
All right, so thank you, NC1, and then a couple of common events that NC1 have briefly mentioned. One of them would be the Career Development Symposium, CDS Europe. So we have about over 55 detailers, and then Millington civilian counterparts that's going to be coming to visit Rota, scheduled for September 23rd, and then talk with leadership and detailers from PERSCOM and My Navy Career Center. And then there's going to be a lot of events during that day. So it's a full day event, and then as soon as we get something from Naples, from our Rota, NCCS, Peter Sansone from CNSG Europe have been leading the charge on this with the coordination. So that's happening on 23rd September. So be ready for that. It's going to be an all-day event. And then the following day, on 24th September, you're going to have some personnel from Fleet Forces, OPNAV, and CNIC. It's called Total Sailor Fit to Fight. And what it is really going over, talking to the leadership, the Trident specifically, and some of this major command collateral program managers, to include command career counselors, DAPA, UPC, SAPR programs, and all of this major command collaterals, and talk about the do's and don'ts and lessons learned, right? So they can better understand what else do we need that we're seeing from our level, that they can, that we can bring up to the next level, right? So they're tracking all this. So that's going to be coming up here soon, very soon. And then we'll work with our PAO, Lieutenant Urwich, and the team to advertise and promote, this events for our community. With all that.
Yeah, it's massive event coming up. And yep. NC1, thank you for stopping by. I mean, it's amazing what you do for, the future of the Navy, and you and all Navy career counselors. It's amazing that you do everything to ensure that sailors are prepared for their futures. And speaking of futures, we're going to have some special guests regarding, some of the chief selects ready for their future. So we're going to discuss that. But NC1, thank you so much. There was a selection of 25 chief selects across Naval Station Rota a couple weeks ago. Chief Petty Officer initiation is in full swing, so we have some perfect subject matter experts on top of CMC to hear talk about the CPO selection process. We have Senior Chief Reyes and Senior Chief Long. How are you two doing?
Doing great.
Good, thank you.
I know you guys are probably very busy, like CMC right now, but for a great cause. I'm sitting here. I won't make chief anytime So I'm excited to hear how the process is.
All right, so we're tracking. So first off, welcome. Nice to see both of you again. Welcome to the CMC Super Show. We do this once a month. If we're lucky, but usually sometimes we do about a couple to backfill the previous month. But just want to talk to you about the CPO initiation, which is a 6-week long process, and we got about 31 plus right now, including one of the ships or a couple of ships is participating. So give and take, we open this up to all the supported command we have here in ROTA, not just for the shore base, but really operational commands, including ships. They're all part of this process. So before we go over the details and some process, I want to let our listener know who you are, what got you to ROTA, and families and hobbies. So starting with you, CNG Freyas.
All right. Hey, thank you for the introduction, CMC. So Journey to ROTA, before this I was stationed at RTC Great Lakes as an RDC. So I got a few of my recruits walking around this base, which is awesome to see. I'm here with my family, my wife Giselle, and my two kids, Remy and Junie. We enjoy going to the beach. My kids love the water. Everything here for the past 3 years in Spain has just been wonderful for all of us.
All right. Senior Chief Long.
Hey, good day, everybody. So, Senior Chief Long out here. What brought me out here is starting up a new command, which is Seastick Det Europe. We do all of the warfighting trainers and everything over in Building 2. Spent 22 out of my 25 years in the Hampton Roads area. I've recruited, did Agents Ashore. Seen quite a bit of the entire east side of the world, I guess you would say. I'm out here with my wife and my youngest son. And our hobbies are spending time with family. They enjoy traveling, so we've been a lot of places out here. And that's probably the best part of Spain I can think of, is almost everywhere is drivable.
That is correct. So now, Sinche Freyas, what command you currently at right now?
I'm currently with HSM 79.
HSM 79. All right, let's talk about the CPO, Chief Petty Officer Selection Process from exam to pinning. What's new this year compared to last, and what does that look like without really giving everything in details, what to expect in the next few weeks for these new chiefs?
All right, as far as the selection process, so a couple of things changed with how the evals are now looked at and everything else, but the biggest changes are what came from CNO, to where he dropped the CPOI instruction. That governing instruction now governs everything we do for CPOI, which is CPO initiation process. It has milestones in it that we all look forward to getting everybody across and checking those boxes.
All right, and then really, we're not going to, this is more, we're establishing a new baseline, right? And then we're not going to get to this next question of emotions of getting selected as Chief Petty Officer, because, you know, a few moons ago when all of us here got selected, it was different. And then, of course, you know, it's the same thing, you know, very emotional and, you know, being part of this, you know, great fraternity of being a Chief Petty Officer is definitely something different, right? Then now, third one would be, you know, the values, qualities, and tradition, and being a chief selects during CPOI.
Yeah, so we're definitely trying to focus on the basics, that back at what we were instilled in boot camp, so like honor, courage, and commitment, and then just building on top of that. So discipline, character, competence, but really just bringing them back to focusing on what we do as chiefs to try to help our sailors every single day.
And then, Senior Chief Long, how about, let's talk about the expectations and why we do CPOI. Was that to transition E6s to E7 and becoming a Chief Petty Officer? Was that professional development because it's on a different leadership role? Is that a separation of transitioning to a different peer group? What does that encompasses?
Prior to here, I spent a little bit of time at Navy Leadership and Ethics Command, who now also wrote the curriculums for a lot of the things that are happening with CPOI. The biggest thing is we are coming to a time now where we need to have the best leaders possible at all levels. That's the reason why we start out with foundational to intermediate to advanced to CPOLDC and things of that nature. But we want to build the best leaders possible out of everybody we get from our entire nation. I think that's what makes our Navy the greatest Navy in the world.
That is awesome. And then same thing, we do have a few airmen, U.S. Air Force, that participated. Most of them are already performing at the E7 level, Master Sergeant. And then you got one selectee to Master Sergeant. What does that look like? How's that process looking like with this new Chief Selects?
We have four Chief Selects from the Air Force that are currently going through the initiation process with us. And what that does is just intertwine our sister services with what we're focused on, such as history and just what we do to take care of our sailors and the Navy in general.
And then as far as the new CPUI initiative from CNO, including the family, what can you guys talk about that?
I think the fact that they put family in there and how they want the family to be intertwined is, I know for a lot of us who are in the older aspect of the Navy, we've always heard tokens like your family come in your sea bag or whatever else. I think the Navy has did a round turn with that 100%, and they're realizing that, yes, your family is just important as the mission. The sailors are also the mission, so we are holistically adding the families in, because it's not just the selects that are going through this process. The family is also going through this process, whether they are physically here or not.
Yeah, and they've always been, you know, part of, you know, the career progression of their spouse, right? So they're important. They're an important part of that career progression as well. So that's a great thing that we're incorporating all that with the guidance and the execution part of it. Let's talk about the upcoming key events, dates that we want our listeners to be mindful of.
All right, so most importantly, on Wednesday, September 16th, we'll be hosting the Chief Petty Officer Pinning out in front of the galley. All hands are welcome. All hands are encouraged to be there to welcome the new Chief Petty Officers into the mess. It's going to be a great celebration for them.
And then khaki ball.
Gotta love a good ball. Gotta love a good ball. Khaki ball, navy ball. Khaki ball is just big because it's where we actually get to take all of the pressures and everything that everybody's had from CPOI or in former tense season, and we actually get to relax and let our hair down, I guess you would say, for those of us who still have hair.
And it's really a celebration of mission accomplishment and welcoming the new chiefs to the chief's mess, right? And then their spouses. So that's a great event. Other than that,
my question is, where is the chief pinning going to be? It's on Wednesday, September 16th. Is it in a specific location?
Yes, that'll be hosted right out in front of the galley in the field grinder area, the grinder area.
That's awesome. It's going to be a magical day for so many people, families, and all of you involved helping it. CMC, well, before that, I just want to say, very proud of everybody that was selected for chief or the other branches as well. And we look forward to them receiving their anchor soon. But now, CMC, it's time for always a huge part of the CMC Super Show, your updates.
Yes, I have a handful of community updates here. I just want to refresh everybody in regards with the EU entry-exit system. As before, all personnel stationed in Spain as member of the force, member of the civilian component, and their dependents shall not register to the EU entry-exit system when prompted at Spanish immigration, but highly encouraged to bring no-fee tourist passport, TEI, CAT card, orders, or NATO orders if you have them, electronic copies should suffice it. And then to avoid, any headaches in the future, right? And then when arriving at immigration checkpoint, politely inform an immigration officer that you are exempted under the NATO status of forces agreement and are stationed in Spain. Show any documentation as requested by the agent, and then do not register to go to the kiosk. And then your fingerprints may be scanned, but this does not constitute registration through that system. And then another update here, next uniform compensation. We've talked about this last time. So if you graduate boot camp on or after June 1st, 2024, and did not receive certain uniform in your C-bag, you're eligible for compensation. So make sure you guys email rtcuniform@nextweb.org with your name, graduating company, date and phone number, email address, so you guys can get some compensation here before 30th September. And to receive a Navy Exchange e-gift card that they owe you. All right. Moving to PET and having issues with the process, you know, that's still we still have a handful of service member and family concern bringing PETs here in Spain or PCS and out. So you can receive up to 2,000 reimbursement of expenses for one PET during your PCS season. So there is no rotator in Rota anymore, so that's going to be a challenge for us. But make sure you guys keep your chain of command informed. And then if there's any best practices or lessons learned from all of you, please share that to us. You can contact our Naval Station Rota Public Affairs Officer, Lieutenant Ulrich, or shoot me an email, then I'll forward it to him. And then there's also some stuff in there that you guys can use, options. If you're unable to move your pet during your summer months, contact in exception to file seed, delay for your pet shipment, request an ord mod to detach a later date, and travel separately from your pet, right? So there's a lot of lessons learned and best practices, practices that we have experienced here and learned from other service member that departed and came in. And then road and traffic safety, right? So always, I want to make this an announcement as well. So if you're riding two wheels, make sure you have PPEs, especially at nighttime, to make sure you wear something reflective or lights that's working so everybody can see you. Please slow down, be mindful of your surroundings. And then back to school safety, right? With kids going back to school, being back to school, be mindful of speed limits and signage, especially in the area around the school. 40 kilometers per hour and then 20 right there by the elementary side where the drop-off. So make sure you guys follow those speed signage. And then ensure you stop all buses picking up or dropping off children to allow children to cross the street safely. And then as far as the event community updates, we do have pool hours, indoor pool closed until September 7th, which is right there by the gym in the main area. And then the outdoor pool through house is still open Wednesdays through Sunday, including holidays, from 12 to 1900 for those days, right? And then Liberty, Vendimia, Grape Harvest. I'm talking Spanish now, right? Liberty, Vendimia, Grape Harvest. It will be Saturday, August 22nd, 0930 to 1400, 2 p.m. $50 deposit refunded at the end of the event. So it's a free event. So check out how grapes are picked during the harvest season and made it into the sherry wine we know and love. So I've done it last year. It was great. It was amazing. I brought my kids just for the experience, picking grapes. So that was awesome. And then USM Royal Dog Event, Wednesday, August 26th, from 1800 to 2000 at the galley. Celebrate National Dog Day with our K9 members of Team Rota, and there will be fun events for the whole family. Right. So other than that, there are more MWR updates, but please follow their social Facebook groups. Same thing with AFN Rota, and then Fleet and Family Services. They update their social media, mostly on Facebook. Some of them have Instagram and then the website as well.
Same for Naval Station Rota Facebook. Wealth of information. Put out the gate times always. Don't forget, summer's about to end. It's crazy. CMC, it's always a pleasure every month. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That is it. Enjoy summer while we have it. And I can tell you that we are enjoying every single day, right? So keep everybody busy, but make sure you hydrate. Enjoy while we can.
CMC, thank you for coming in. Senior Chief, thank you for what you do for the community as well. It's amazing. And teaching me that seasoning is not even a thing anymore. So I learned a whole new instruction. So it's awesome. Wonderful CMC Super Show. Shout out to NC1 for stopping by. You can always find this, the CMC Super Show, anytime now with your favorite podcast platform. So make sure to check that out. And I hope everyone has a great day. CMC, thank you.